This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
And today I'm talking with Linda Halka.
Correct.
Hi, Linda Halka. How are you?
Fantastic.
Mother of five.
Yes.
Husband's retired.
Correct, yes.
But you spend your time helping seniors, right?
Well, we do it as a team, my husband and I.
Yeah.
Yes. He's a retired truck driver.
That's what I meant by you. You as a team. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So he's a retired truck driver.
Right, and he has this big red pickup truck, and that's part of our uniform going out. We wear red T-shirts together, and we go out. And
why the red T-shirts?
It's part of the uniform staying with red, because at first we went out representing Salvation Army, who wore red.
Yeah.
But then when they were no longer sponsoring us, then we shifted to our church, Cornerstone Christian Church in town, that also had red T-shirts. Oh. And so we just kept it with the red. And so then it was our uniform. We were going into Gifford and going into the hood.
Oh, okay.
And then people knew
I think
who
it's
we
good
were.
To know. I have new tags for Vero's Voice Magazine. When you walk in somewhere for delivery, like our George who works for us.
Right.
Or actually these two guys behind the glass should each be wearing these things, because it makes it more professional.
Yes.
I mean, somebody walks into your waiting room and you're a doctor, and you go, who's this guy? But if it walks in with a tag, you go, oh, they're a representative of the magazine. Hey, by the way, Kyle, I'm burning up in here. Could you put the air conditioning down to 69? Because maybe we need it. We don't need it out there, but in here, burning up. Do you think it's hot in here?
Just a tad warm.
Yeah, she thinks it is too. Well, it's going to get hotter.
Okay.
All the hot air,
in a
right?
good way, I hope.
Anyway, let's hope in a good way. So what is this? What do you do with seniors?
So I love to cook. I was raised in the catering industry. My mother had a catering business, and then I grew into managing it, and I love cooking.
You still have a bar catering business. What's the name of that, by the way?
Yes, Coastal Cheers Services,
Coastal Cheers
LLC.
Services.
Yes, okay. Here in Vero Beach. Yes.
Okay, and so you were brought up, and who was involved in catering when you were young?
So my mother was always in food service. She started her own catering business.
Was your mother Italian?
No, she was actually English.
English?
Yeah, she was from London.
Because you, oh really, because... Well, the food in London is...
I know.
Yeah. I mean, I remember staying at the Savoy or wherever it was, and
right.
the fish and chips is phenomenal. I don't
right.
know what the secret is. You go to Canada where the English are, the Brits, they make the best fish and chips.
Yeah.
You go to England, the best fish and chips. But when it comes to the desserts,
right.
they serve you these fluffed up desserts.
Yeah.
And taste,
well, maybe that...
They didn't have any sugar. That's the history.
Right. Maybe that explains why we always use bakeries. To get our baked good supplies in the catering. So we made everything from scratch as far as soups, sauces, things like that. But we didn't attempt the baking ourselves.
Well, see, I think food is love.
Yes, I
mean,
think so too.
It was also important to Jesus, right?
Yes.
I mean, breaking bread and feeding people and saying we won't break bread again until we're in, you know, heavenly places. And so there's a lot. I mean, what would we do without food? Oh, let's see. We're going to go to service at 9 a.m. How about we all meet for lunch after service? Hey, let's all have dinner together. Let's meet for breakfast. Let's meet for a snack. Let's meet for coffee.
Right.
You know what the number one traded commodity in the world is? It's oil. You know what the number two traded commodity is?
Coffee.
Hint. Coffee.
Yeah, how about that?
Actually, I own TalkRoast.com. TalkRoast.com, the coffee that inspires good conversation. But all that's all I own.
Okay.
I got to find a company to drop ship it or something, you know?
Ah, yes. Anyway, I love cooking.
Yeah,
and
what do you love to cook most?
Oh, gosh. You know, I love getting creative. I love seeing, like, what do I have? And I can say, like, okay, I have this, this, and this in my fridge. I could make it into that, you know, like, and...
Like the guy who had the Caesar salad. He had romaine lettuce.
Yeah.
He had some Parmesan cheese. He had some eggs and some old crusty
anchovies.
Bread. And then put it all in the thing and... It became famous, right?
Right, right. And I've loved learning, increasing my Southern repertoire, now, because I'm a Chicago girl. So I've been in Vero going on 7 years now. But so I love beef, things like that.
How many daughters do you have?
I have three daughters.
Okay, three daughters, two sons.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's the sons, too. I mean, maybe this sounds sexist or something, but did the daughters pick up on that vehicle of love, and so they like to cook, too, because mom did?
My middle daughter. You know, they're all unique and totally different, in their personalities and skills.
Now, were you always a Christian?
You know, I was raised in that.
And, well, what do you mean, like a Catholic or
okay,
what?
Well, my mother was Episcopalian.
Okay.
And but she always took us to VBSs in the summer, vacation Bible schools in the summer.
Those tend to be run by the Baptists, right?
By all kinds of churches.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What do you do at one of those? I was never taught about Jesus. So
it's kind of like Sunday school, and you're going to have a lesson that teaches you a little bit about Jesus. You're going to have fun games that make you want to be there, and good snacks. And
did they ask you to convert to Jesus, and did you as a child?
I did, but you know what? That was through the Awana clubs.
The Awana? What's
Awana club? Awana stands for Approved Workmen Are Not Ashamed. And there was a church in Chicago that's founded that, where it all began. And one of my neighbors was part of that church and took us there. And that's where I accepted Jesus as my Savior.
And what age were you?
Sorry?
What age were you?
Like 9 years old.
So, see, this happens because I remember my stepfather had said he got converted at 12. And there is a difference. There's people that go forward in a perfunctory manner. But I hear this about children all the time. So you at nine right. knew that there was some sort of an inversion or conversion?
Well, I thought so. But honestly, because I was in this Episcopal family, and in those churches, they never really talk about that I was aware of.
So there was no backup to it?
There wasn't really. I mean, I kept going to the WANA clubs. I stayed involved with that. But it wasn't until I was 25, and it was amazing. So I was listening to a lot of Christian radio. I was struggling in the marriage to my first husband. And it was just like I was listening to Dr. Cook on the radio, and I remember praying with him again. And you know what?
Go ahead.
Yeah. And then I didn't notice right away, but I was a smoker at the time and drinking, doing some other things maybe I shouldn't be doing. And my desire for that was gone.
What did he say that would, you're listening in your car, or you're listening at home?
Both.
Okay.
Both.
So you listen to Christian radio.
Right. On Moody. Huh? On Moody.
On Moody, okay. Yeah. And so what did he say? Do you remember specifically what provoked you?
I really don't. It really touched me and just like, wow. And I just remember crying and praying. And then my desire to smoke was gone, which people say that never happened. I hadn't smoked for 10 years.
Instantaneously.
Well, I didn't think about it, but I just know like the next day, it was like the middle of the day, and I'm like, I haven't smoked a cigarette all day. And I'm like, and I had a carton of cigarettes sitting there in my refrigerator at home. And I'm like, wow, this is pretty cool. I want to see how long this goes. And I have not been a smoker since, and I had smoked for 10 years.
You never smoked again?
No. I mean, I did one time on New Year's Eve, I tried a cigarette, and I'm like, this tastes terrible. And
it took me a spontaneous pneumothorax in both lungs, which means they collapsed, went in for emergency, 13 hours of surgery, almost died on the operating table.
Wow.
At 21, I was a smoker, and that cured me. They had to cut out a section of my lung, so that cured me of smoking. So, but that's what it took for me. For you, it just took a touch of the Lord. Here's what I want to know, though. So you're a mom. And I always ask this, when I got born again, I was 29 in my living room, and all of a sudden I noticed I had a problem with swearing. You know, I mean, even with a friend, I remember my friend Anthony Cantanucci, I was around his little daughter Gina, part of the family there, and I said, Rhett, my daughter's in here. Oh, so then a little after that, I got born again, and then I noticed I wasn't swearing at all. I was like, wow, what's going on here, you know? The only problem with that is, a year later, I wanted to swear, but I didn't. And a year after that, I wanted to swear, and then I did.
Oops.
Now, not as bad as I used to be, I don't think. But even now, I'll see, you know, I mean, I went to a church the other night, and there was a traveling evangelist, and he swore. Said a couple of things that, you know, not super bad, but not, you know.
Out of place.
But... So I thought. Well, you know, kind of like the age where people are kind of pushing the envelope. And the next day, I got up and I go, "Well, he said a lot of people don't swear when they go to church, but then when they get off the grounds of the church, they think it's okay. Well, I don't want to do that because Jesus is around here." And I agree. The number one reason I don't want to swear is because I don't want Jesus or the Holy Spirit that's within me to have to hear that. But at the same time, it is much more pleasurable to have a clean mouth as it is to live right. God's ways in the long run make for a much happier life, right?
They sure do, yes. You don't have to remember lies. You don't have to apologize as often.
What's behind you, what's gaining on you.
Correct.
I mean, I always wonder about that, and I see people, like I see, it's not always extremely wealthy, but a lot of times it's people that are either pursuing money Remember, Jesus didn't say money was evil, but he said the love of it. And they have sourpusses, and they don't even know it. Right. You know, it's like I can meet somebody who has a lot of money now, and I'll go, hey, I got a new friend. I'm like a puppy dog. Hey, this guy, that's a Billy Bob. Yeah. Hey, Billy Bob and I are going to be friends. And there's a point we had conversation, but then I realized, oh, I can tell that the door is shut. He doesn't want to be friends because his best friend is his bank account. Yeah. And so that's why Jesus said, blessed are the poor in spirit who know they have need of a physician.
Right.
You see, so you don't have to be poor, but understanding that though I had a very nice house at one point, right? Mm-hmm. I knew it was on loan from God. So it was not my idol. I enjoy driving a nice vehicle, but I own it. It doesn't own me. If something owns us other than God, then we're in trouble and we're also miserable, right?
Right.
Now, so you became born again at the age of 25.
Correct.
What exactly happened that day? Did you feel, sense anything within you when you said this prayer in the car while listening to radio? Or
I know I was crying, and I think that time I was actually at home with a new baby.
Okay.
Yeah. And
well, that'll just break you, won't it?
It sure will.
Was it your first baby?
If I was 25, it was my second. Okay. So a toddler and a new baby.
Oh, wow. Talk about the hour of testing.
Right. But actually, what led up to it was I had been going to some Bible study classes, a group over at the Jesus People out of Chicago, JPUSA, Japuza. And my youngest brother was living there, and he was a musician because they have tons of musicians there. They have their own bands. Guitar and accordion.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Is he still
electric
alive?
Guitar. Yes, he is. Yeah. Oh,
does he live around here?
He's actually in Michigan. Saugatuck, Michigan is a B&B owner and host.
Oh, really? Cool.
Yeah, for that. But he was a carpenter.
If I was a carpenter, you were a lady. Remember the song?
Right. Yeah. But so I had been going there. So I had been, I guess God was at work on me in my life. In that, and amazing people over at Japuza, and just wow, and just I don't know. And then I started listening to Christian radio, and I just had this great thirst. You know, the Bible talks about God calling you, and boy, he sure called me. Like, wow. And it's amazing just to see how he's used so much of my life. Like, I was a teenage runaway in Daytona Beach.
What age?
Just shy of my 17th birthday, and I never went back.
I too ran away at 14. I was living in a rooming house alone at 14, so I know the same experience.
Yeah, yeah. Some of you might remember the Sweden House buffet. I got a job there.
The Sweden House buffet. We need one of those around here.
Right, and I was waitressing, and I don't know, my parents instilled saving in me, so.
White as snow and pure as finest gold, it had the look of new, it has the look of old. I felt like I was home, but felt so far away. In fear I thought to leave, but felt the urge to stay. Then a silence fell, like none I'd ever known. I stood among the millions, I stood there all alone. His face was like the sun, his eyes were like the sea, his voice was like a thunder rolling through eternity. Oh, and from sleep awaking, I looked into the night. The darkness overtaken by a bright and shining light. Oh, I couldn't understand it, I couldn't reason how, but my eyes beheld it. I wasn't dreaming now, and I saw the Lord. He was high and lifted up, and rightfully adored. And I saw the Lord. He saw.
And that was Dallas Holmes. If you didn't recognize that, some of you did. And I'm so glad that right here in WCNO we are able to bring some awesome songs from the past that still have a powerful message for today.
It's one of the first Christian songs I heard when I got born again in 1988.
It still does for me what it did the first time I heard it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pulls me right into the presence of God. That's absolutely awesome. Mm. That is what you are supporting right here at WCNO when you give to keep this radio station strong and on the air.
Mm-hmm.
You make it possible for us to bring you the best of some of the kingdom gold. And some of it might be old, but that doesn't mean it's lost its gold. If it's the Word of God and it's lifting up Jesus, then we keep a lot of that around.
It may be old, but ain't lost its gold.
There you go. There you go. And so this is Prayer and Share. This is when we come to you looking to raise our operational budget for the next 6 months. And so in order for us to do that, we must actually lay aside a few programs and look to stay on the air, give our phone numbers out. So let's get those numbers out, David, and talk about the internet. We have some donations been coming in. Some have been texting. Some have been going to the internet. Let's give out all the options. We do need your call this afternoon.
You bet. We have several giving vectors for you.
Vectors.
That's a great word. I love it. Anyway, the best one is the phone number, and that's 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100. Now, with your smartphone, you can text. And you can text WCNO to 24365. And that's always effective. And you can also go online to our website, WCNO.com. And on the homepage, there's a place that says donate here. And you know what? You can donate there.
That's
and there's
right.
always the drive-by, you know, the drive-by giving that we encourage. 2960 Southwest Map Road. Map with two P's. They're running
two
a special
P's.
That week.
Extra P's.
But we're usually here, obviously, it's Prayer and Share. We're like, never leave. But, yeah.
Hey, maybe we could call it Drive and Drop.
Drive and Drop. Yeah, well, there you go. We could do that.
Drive and Drop.
Drive and Drop.
But those are the means whereby you can deliver.
Is that... Is that an effective vector?
That's an effective vector. Yes, it is.
Let's see, vector.
It's
hold
a,
on
it's a
second.
Vehicular vector.
We have
vector. A quantity such as velocity,
velocity completely specified by a magnitude and a direction. Oh, that really clarifies it for me.
So a one-dimensional array, three, an element of a vector space. Okay.
Did you learn something? Phone number 772-221-1100.
Yes. Enter the vector now, and we will bless you.
And we are looking for your call. And in just a moment, we are going to bring a song in by Rhett Palmer. And Rhett's going to set it up, but not yet. He'll set it up, and we're ready to send it out. All right. Karen, have you talked to any of our wonderful family today?
I have not taken a single phone call.
Well, yes, I did.
Oh, okay, sorry. Back that up.
Back it up.
I did take a donation. That was from Dave's friend.
Ah,
Dave's I have a friend.
A friend named Dave.
Oh, a friend named Dave. That's right. So we had was that the one that we had the wrong name on the paper? It said Dwight or something.
No. Oh, maybe it was.
What? You looking at me?
What? This is what happened. I don't know. I was here last Monday, and they were starting out.
We were so
fresh.
So
I come back now the following Monday, and these guys
are we better?
Oh my word!
Are we more balanced?
I know. If we sang this for you, would you please send in some dollars? Amazing Grace.
Well, now I'm taking some pointers from that. I think I'm going to shut them all off. We'll go to a...
That's really why we gather here every week. Because there has been a fresh oasis of the river of God by your grace that has been poured out. Not one of us wants to stay where we're at, though. We want so much more. We want life-transforming glory. We're holding on to you, Lord, for the new thing. Thanks, Lord. Let your river flow.
His glory to save.
Numbers. That must mean phone numbers.
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 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100.
And we want to thank Anne Marie for a donation, sending in a donation by check for $100. Anne Marie from Port St. Lucie, thank you so very much for that donation. We'll be adding that in this afternoon. Mm-hmm. And we have another donation that is coming in from Doreen in Lake Worth. Doreen, we want to thank you for a donation of $50 coming in by money order this afternoon. Thank you very much for that. We are continuing this afternoon with prayer and share, and we will continue. Live on radio is about as live as we can be, lively as we can be at this point. We're into week number two, kind of long hours, short nights.
Yeah.
Now that's Rhett. Rhett's tired. He's been with us 2 days, and he's tired.
I can't imagine what you guys have been through. I mean, it's like, oh, yeah.
Hey, it's awesome. It's a great opportunity. Yeah, we're blessed.
You know, I was just thinking that when you were on Lake Wales, I was thinking how many thousands of people you're reaching with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because I remember when I first got born again, my favorite companion was the radio shows in upstate New York.
Mm.
Like the guy who started Calvary Chapel, Pastor Chuck.
Chuck Smith.
What a wise man.
Yep.
And it goes on and on. Charles Stanley and, you know, just...
And Rhett Palmer.
No, not then, but I was...
You were listening back to this.
Listening.
Well, Rhett, since I have you on the wire at the moment, we have a song that we're going to be dropping here in just a couple minutes. Tell us, give us a setup for this song, Who Is This Man?
Well, it is the... of course, it's about this weekend. And what is this weekend?
Palm Sunday.
That's right. And this guy is coming in to... I'm not tired. Jesus, the Messiah.
There you go.
Is riding in on a donkey.
Right.
And this guy is not a believer yet. And he's saying, you know, who is this man? Who is this man they call Jesus? They say he heals with his hands. And it's like, who is he? And so who is this man? And then in the second verses, you'll hear that he's coming in. And he has great wisdom and knowledge. He's still saying, who is this man? And then all of a sudden, Jesus touches him. And he goes, I know this man. And his life has changed instantaneously.
So you're the writer of this, right?
I wrote this song. The
and
words
you performed
music. We recorded it up at Bill Gaither's studio up in, Indiana. And Steve Milliken was the producer. He's a Grammy Award-winning producer. I believe he's Grammy Award-winning. I know he's worked with Amy Grant. Matter of fact, you know, Sandy Patty, well, her brother sings on this with me, background.
How did you come about to write this? What was going on in your life at the time?
Just obsession with Jesus. I got born. I never thought Jesus was real. I thought it was a bunch of baloney. And I'm 29 years of age, and I'm starting to hear it from all angles. And so I took a chance one Sunday, and I said... it was in month of May, matter of fact, too. 1988, year of the Bible. No, 1983, the year deemed the year of the Bible by President Ronald Reagan. And I got gloriously saved after surrendering to Jesus in my living room. And it was just nonstop writing and just obsessive.
But what happened there? You used the word surrender. What part did surrender have to do with your...
Well, it made all the difference. Here I was in my living room, and I'm saying, okay, I'm going to take a chance. I believe you died on the cross, that you rose from the dead, and that, you know, you're Jesus, and nothing happened. And then I said, it must have been the call. God said, well, I'm a fool to live without you. You gave me breath. You gave me life. I said, okay, I believe you died on the cross. You rose from the dead. And I surrender the rest of my life to you. That's when the heavens opened up. And I felt a peace that passes understanding, an effervescent joy. And I said immediately, this is why people do drugs. Drugs are the counterfeit. This is what they're searching for. I sat down in my rocking chair, and, I had some friends that were, in the gospel music thing, and they were some black folks. And I said, well, this is what the black folks have been talking about. I said, I thought happiness and joy were synonyms, but this was joy. And I was sitting in my rocking chair going, wow, you're real. You're real.
So you were that man that had been in the crowd. Who is this man?
Oh, yeah.
This is the song that God gave you. Let's go to it now.
Okay.
It's a dry day in Jerusalem.
It's a dry day in Jerusalem.
The hot sun, it bakes. All the people on the pathway.
All the people on the pathway.
As they stand and wait with palm leaves in hand. Who is this man? He's riding a donkey. It is one who heals pain. They say he's Messiah. And one day he'll reign, fulfilling God's plan. Who is this man? Who is this man? Who is this man? Who is this man? They call. Called Jesus.
Who is this man?
They say his authority.
They say his authority
is like none they have heard. From his mouth issues wisdom. With his every word, I must know if I can. Who is this man? He looks so familiar. As he draws near, all the children are singing. Suddenly I've no fear when he touches my hand. I know this man. I know this man. I know this man. I know this man. They call Jesus.
Probably close to 40.
Wow.
Yeah.
Great song. Great song.
It wraps up Palm Sunday, doesn't it?
Great song.
You know, when I was in Israel, and you've been to Israel, did anybody, nobody even notices these miracles of God. Look at a donkey. Every donkey he rode in on. God's in charge of everything. Every donkey has a cross on its back. Go look it up in an encyclopedia now. Go Google it. Every donkey has a cross on its back.
It does?
Love it.
Yeah, go Google right now. Sherry, go Google that, all right? Every donkey has a cross on its back. They're also in Israel, they have a little white bird. It's like a little white dove, but it has one
super red spot on its belly. Makes no sense, right? They said when he was on the cross, it flew and touched where it was bleeding. And so they all have this blood spot on them. And we all sit around, you know, thinking, like, you know, it's like, and we're all guilty of it. I mean, I've had miracles in my life. I'm sure everybody, most of the people listening here, you coincidences and hugs, I call them hugs from the Lord. Mm. And yet we go on. It's just amazing. Everything from A to Z. I mean, now you even know in the they're finding out in the Torah that every fourth word spells out Yeshua shall be a sign unto them. Mm. I mean, mm-hmm. They're deciphering all this stuff with numbers and stuff. You've heard about it, right?
Yeah.
David?
Yeah.
What did you find?
Well, I was finding the donkey with the cross on its back. There's a photograph here, donkey, cross on its back.
Yeah. Every donkey has a cross on its back.
And then, yeah, well, and there's the item here is that most donkeys have a dark stripe or marking that resembles a cross on their backs, running down their spine and across their shoulders. And the legend is that the donkey that carried Jesus in Jerusalem on Palm Sunday refused to leave his side, and the shadow of the cross fell on the donkey's back as a sign. That's kind of legendary.
Yeah.
But the fact Jesus associated with that, you know, that makes it very, very significant.
Well, it's all his. He's hiding everything right in front of us.
Exactly.
So, Rhett.
Yes, sir.
Currently, you are on our station.
Yeah.
You are involved in podcast and such forth. You interview tons of people, maybe 40,000+ you've interviewed.
According to the detectives, yeah, well over 40,000, yeah.
Well,
31 years.
What if somebody wanted you to come and minister in song?
I used to do that. I think maybe the Lord's prepping or opening up that door suddenly. I've been getting some communication from up above that it's time. You remember the guys with the talents? And the one guy didn't use his talents, and the Lord said, mm-hmm. "Depart from me! I never want to see you again."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if we have a talent, we're supposed to use mm-hmm. it. You know, a gift is not a gift until it's given.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We're not supposed to hoard them for ourselves. And some things happened along the way where I got knocked off my horse, and this stuff's been being hidden, just kept in the archives. And it's like, well, I've been with you guys 3 or 4 years now. And it's like, this is the first Palm Sunday where I'm saying, oh, by the way, I have a Palm Sunday song you might want to hear, you know.
It's an awesome Palm Sunday song.
It is.
It's awesome.
Thank you.
So how can somebody get a copy of your music or get a copy of your, I mean, is this available on?
Yes, you can go to, where's the place where all the kids go for music? Spotify?
Spotify.
Yeah, I'm on Spotify. Pastor Trevor. Up in Vero Beach, he put it on. He's a 37-year-old pastor of a Presbyterian church. They just adopted 4 children.
Mm.
Yeah, that's really great. They found out after 11 years they couldn't have children.
Wow.
So they went to foster care. They fell in love with these 2 twins, a girl and a boy. So they adopted them. And then a few months ago, I was at the we were in front of the judge with them, and they adopted another little girl, another 2 little girls. But the only thing is, he says, you know, Rhett, I said, how is it? He says, well, when you wake up in the morning, they jump in the bed, and there it's lots of love. He says, but I'm constantly tired. And we also found that you can get a babysitter for 1 child, or 2, or maybe 3. When you have 4, it's very hard to get a babysitter. But so, he put that up on Spotify, all those songs.
Okay, well, that's great. But how would somebody purchase your album? Can they go to iTunes?
I don't think they buy albums anymore. I mean,
yeah,
just,
people you just, do. Yeah. You download them.
Download them.
Yeah.
But are you set up for people to do that?
They can buy it on Spotify, right? I mean,
I don't know. Do you get income from it?
No.
Well, what good is that?
I don't get income from anything. I don't care.
Yeah.
Go to Spotify.
I do care because a workman's worthy of his hire. That's the point. Yeah. A workman's worthy of his hire. And so if by the blood of Christ you've been purchased and redeemed and God's given you a gift, then, you know, all of these other people are being recognized. We play in this station.
Yeah.
So we play them. They're getting a cut. Are your albums, your songs, are they copyrighted?
Well, I did a song for Call Me Mrs. Miracle for Hallmark a few years ago. Debbie Macomber sold 240 million copies of her books, happens to be a Christian, asked me if she could use my song for her movie, and they did for Hallmark.
So for 5 years, I'm getting residual checks. Started off about $600. You get it in February. It's a Christmas song. And then it went down to $400, $300, then about $129. The past 2 years, I haven't gotten a dime. But Barbara, my wife, said, well, on the back of the sheet of paper they send you every day, they say, oh, it played in Israel, it played in Uzbekistan, it played here. And she said, oh, it played, but those are international rights.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we called chat. What's it? Chat? AI? Or whatever.
GPT.
GPT. The other day. Yeah. She said it's been seen by over 100 million people, the movie. And so all of a sudden, Barbara says, well, how come you haven't gotten any residuals for domestic airplay? So my old friend Dave came to town. He ended up on the phone with some big shot in the music industry out in California. Yep. He said, oh, yeah, this was written by a guy named Rhett Palmer, but he died in 1949. So my engineer at my radio studio said, oh, then you know what? He's studying to be a paralegal. And Noah said, you know why they do that? Because they slip it into public domain, and then they don't have to pay you anything. I've never received a dime, though it's been seen in America by over 70 million people.
Mm.
And and if you hire an attorney, it's going to cost you $1,000 an hour, and there's no just whatever. So I'm not really into. I'd like to make some money, but it's not about the money. I mean, you know what's great about doing the show? I'm not making any money at this point from the show I do here, but you know, and I used to do very well on secular radio, but guess what? I'm storing up treasure where moth and rust doth not corrupt. And this goes for all of us, folks, whatever you're doing. Jesus said, why do you work for that which you cannot keep?
Mm-hmm.
You know, all this stuff is going to vanish. It's going to be turned to dust.
Mm-hmm.
And one final thing I'll say about giving. We're asking you to give today. Mm-hmm. And it was time about a year ago, and I'll lose my blessing because I'm letting everybody know, but I gave a sizable amount to this hungry waitress. She didn't have much money. I could tell it's Christmas time. So she starts crying. I go to my car. I'm crying. And I really felt the Lord said, give it away now, because where you're going, they don't need your money or your gold. Imagine if this is one opportunity you have in all of time.
A moment.
God was lonesome in eternity, wanted to create some real true friends of his own, and right now. And that's what we're here doing today, keeping WCNO on the air. Look, folks, nobody's buying Rolls Royces around here. We're not buying $50 million jets. The money, nobody's highly paid around here. I'm not paid at all. But we got to pay the electric. They just had to have some new, what do you call it, software in here. And and you guys are faithful to be here. And they're a nice little family of people here that care about you. The number, by the way, is 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, shall men heap unto your bosoms. So, folks, I ain't one of those name it and claim it guys. I'm just telling you what my father said. He said, test me now with your blessing and see if I'll not pour you out a blessing you cannot contain. Give. We need your help. 772-221-1100. Call now, please.
Half a counting in the hills too steep to climb. When the world outside ain't making sense and the truth's too lost to find. When that line's too blurred for seeing and my wrong's too wrong to right. When I'm hanging by that final thread and my strong's too weak to fight. I hear a soft, sweet song singing to my soul. I see a lighthouse in a hurricane and it's leading me back home. And when I think about the only things in life that pull me through, I hit my knees and thank the Lord for Jesus and you. Oh yes I do. Every day I do. One is saving me to heaven when I leave this world behind. And one gives me just a little taste when she holds me late at night. They both give grace and it's amazing. They both have healing in their hands. And it ain't easy, but they're both making me a better man. And I hear a song, sweet song, singing to my soul. I see a lighthouse in a hurricane and it's leading me back home. And when I think about the only things in life that pull me through, I hit my knees and thank the Lord for Jesus and you. Every day I do.
got a ring around your finger, why he's got scars on his hands, why you both promised me forever. God, I'll never understand. But when I think about the only things in life that pull me through, I hit my knees and thank the Lord for Jesus and you. I hit my knees and thank the Lord for Jesus, Jesus and you. Well, every day I do, every day I do, yeah. So when I think about the only things in life that pull me through, I hit my knees and thank the Lord for Jesus and you. Oh, I hit my knees and thank the Lord for Jesus and you. Let every heart start beating in rhythm with your blood. Let every sound we're hearing be drowned out by perfect love. Waves of the world keep crashing, adding to all the noise. You shake the world like thunder with a still small voice. But your love is loud, it's all around us. Turn it up, how sweet the sound is. Drown out the noise, turn up the praise, drown out the trouble, turn up your love. Fill my soul and listen. The songs of deliverance spinning. The Spirit says we're forgiven in a still small voice. But your love is loud, it's all around us. Turn it up, how sweet the sound.
All right, and we are continuing with you this afternoon. We have a little bit of instrumentation going on here in the studio, and we may actually end up with a little bit of a song here from Rhett Palmer. Rhett is a part of our ministry in the sense that he has a program here, interviews a lot of great people, and Rhett is a, well, he's an author that hasn't released his books yet, and he is a he's a psalmist, and God's gifted him as a psalmist, and he's been writing a few things, I think, hanging out in the studio here today, but we want to make sure that you don't release something that that's before its time. But Rhett, what's on your heart?
In a time you came home to Jesus. Weary traveler, also alone. He is here, and he's waiting. With open arms, he's waiting for you. Come home, ooh, come home. He's the name above all names. Those who call him, they shall be saved. All your life, you've been searching for a love that's true. He is here, and he's waiting. With open arms, he's waiting for you. Come home, come home, oh child, come home, come home, come home. Those who call his name shall be saved. In a time you came home, Jesus, weary traveler, also alone. He is here, and he's waiting to welcome you home.
Yeah. Yay!
Wow.
Amen.
Amen. Wow.
That song you're working on that we can't let out yet, though, is the Abraham song. That is awesome. I like that one, too. That's really great. So you've written quite a few things, but just hearing a little bit this afternoon, you could write a whole lot more, couldn't you?
And it's here I've been. You guys have been my friends now for 3-4 years, and you never even knew this. I don't know why I've been... Somehow you go through things in life like all of us, and you kind of stick them in the closet, and God has been a little severe with me recently. I won't go into the details, but he's let me know beyond a shadow of a doubt, if you don't do this, I shall take thy candlestick from you suddenly. Mm-hmm. And then the story of the, and this goes for all of us, folks, the story of the talents. And I had a dream, you know, and a vision, and it was like, it was almost angry. And I said, is that anger from the devil? I said, no, it's not. That's the Lord. Remember, there's a couple times where he got angry, and one of them was when the guy didn't invest the gift that he was given. Mm-hmm. And he said, depart from me. I never want to see your face again. So for all of us out there, if you have a gift, whatever it is, maybe it's to get on the street and tell people about Jesus. Maybe it's music. Maybe it's writing. Well, just feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, visit me in prison, he said. You know? Mm-hmm. I mean, and that's what this, and so I'm going to turn this into what we're here for today. We're here to ask you to participate in WCNO, 89.9 on your FM dial. Nobody here is buying fancy cars, or we don't have $50 million jets. It's a little station on the East Coast. The nice thing about it is 100,000 watts, which is crazy because that's like as big as it gets in the radio world. And it's heard up and down the coast. It even bounces over the water down to Cuba. You
are participating. Whether you give a dollar or you give $100,000, you're participating in WCNO and this family here of people that are all working day and night tirelessly to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ. So the phone number is 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. And finally, just remember this. You can come home to Jesus. He will forgive you of all your sins. I don't care who you've been sleeping with or who you've been not sleeping with. I don't care what you've done or you have left undone. Jesus will welcome you. He's an amazingly endless mercy. But you must repent and surrender and say, okay, you take the wheel, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Love it. It's awesome. Well, Red, I think we let something loose today. I think you let something loose today I grew up hearing from one of my group of brothers, you know, they identify with John the Baptist, you know, and I have heard them often say, use it or lose it. Use it or lose it. Put it into use or else you might lose it. And so that is really important. We're going to go to a song. We're going to be right back in just a minute. And we have a guest that's going to be joining us by phone. And Rhett, we've been blessed. Thank you so much
for coming here down. Again. I love you guys and the Lord. It's wonderful to be here. Thanks for allowing me to participate, be part of the group.
And, you know, thanks for lunch.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for lunch. And, you know, everybody out there, you could have had lunch if you just come by. Rhett was buying today. So, you know, you'll know next time, you know, that.
We'll be getting calls wondering when he's coming back now.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. For sure.
Well, next week, this will be over, right?
Well, this is the last week. So, yeah,
this is the last week.
We it's got to be over this Friday, week. But yeah, at least by Friday.
Yeah. So, folks, you can be part of the family too.
Yeah,
with just a short call to 772-221-1100, you know. You know, as you give, so shall be given unto you, pressed down, shaken together, shall men heap unto your bosom. And it's the only place in the Bible where the Lord does say, test me now. But I hate to ask for dough because I don't want to be associated with some of those strangers that are on TV and stuff, you know what I mean? But God may say one day, well, Rhett, that was them. And you know, so you still should go and do it. And why didn't you do it, maybe, for all of us?
Yeah.
So,